gonna be what I want when I want what I want. You know, one of the cool things about being an affiliate is you get to see all sorts of different offers. I mean, when you're on all these affiliate networks and these guys test all the supplements in the world and they test all these different e-com products they can possibly think of, you begin to see patterns, right? As you begin to hang out with huge marketers, you begin to see patterns and you realize that niches never die, right? In the affiliate world, there's a handful of niches that are monstrous, right? Monstrous. There will always be room for new people to come in. You know, one of the biggest limiting beliefs, I think, in internet marketing or just in business in general is competition, right? Saturation. I don't believe it. It's, in fact, the opposite is true. Most people think the more competition, right, the harder it's going to be to make money. The opposite true, okay? The more competition there is, the more likely you are to make money, right? That's the whole thing. The more nine-figure brands there are in your space, the more likely it is for you to become a nine-figure brand. You see, the thing with a lot of big niches is that people want to try something new all the time. Everybody wants to try something new. Everybody gets excited about a product. They keep trying it, and then they forget why they even bought it in the first place, and they see another advertisement that pops into their view and makes them want to jump in, right? People are always looking to try new products in a new way, in something new, in order to solve the problem they have going on in their life. And I've put together a list full of big-ass niches, right? Here's some of the things. One of the things I've learned is if I see no competitors, I see dead people. Right? Whenever I hear someone being like, oh, I found this new niche. Nobody's in there. Nobody's doing this yet. I'm fucking terrified, right? I see dead people. You don't want to be blazing the trail here. There's like 8 billion people on the planet, right? If there's no sign that this product would work or this niche is interesting and wants to be huge, right? It means it's a no-go, right? There are so many spots for you to find a place to go and bring a new product to market that can explode on top of that. And I'm gonna help you brainstorm a couple ideas right here. And another point, it doesn't actually matter how much competition there is because you're in the VSL Masterclass, right? We're here to dominate our competitions. New skincare brand, $40 million in sales. You wanna go to the place of the competition because now you have an unfair advantage. Go to the place where the healthiest people are, the biggest companies who have become fat and bloated and come in here with a complete breakthrough mechanism, with a breakthrough authority figure, with a world-class new product, and take this shit by storm. Take the fucking niche that you're in by fucking storm, right? Go and dominate. Make this like one of the most epic business moves you've ever played. I want to see you making the most epic business move you've ever played in your entire career. And one of the best ways to do that is we got to start with offer selection. We got to start by figuring out what's the best offer for us to bring to market. It's critical because then there's no excuse. There's no excuse for you not winning. If you're in a space where other people have become huge, you know there is a way to make your campaign work and to make it all explode, right? Whenever I have a VSL that bombs, but I'm in a niche that I know is proven, right? I'm playing in type 2 diabetes. My VSL didn't work. I know there's a way to make it work. I know this is a huge, hungry market. That's like, I don't know how many billion dollars a year they're buying stuff that they think can solve this. If you're in a proven niche, there's always a way to make it work, right? And that's okay. If your VSL doesn't work, that just means it's your fault, right? Which means you can fix it. There's a way to make it work and a way to make it better. Offer selection, bro. This shit is important. So here's how I select products. Let me tell you how I've been selecting products for years now, because it all kind of falls into the same thing, right? There's these handful of proven big niches. And if your product falls into one of these solutions, right? Because it's not really about the product that you're selling. It's about the problem that you're solving. It's about the problem that you're solving. VSLs aren't really about inspiring people to buy your product. VSLs are about inspiring people to solve their problems, right? It's about the problems that we're solving. So let's go into niches and I'll explain some big niches, big problems, big solutions people want to see, right? If I see anything around getting bigger muscles, right? Your testosterone supplements, your amino acids for muscle building, or the Total Gym, which by the way was like multi-$100 million infomercial with Chuck Norris as the authority figure to rip the whole thing. Workout plans, I mean, anything that helps people gain muscle is a monster niche. So look for anything, anything that helps people gain muscle, monster niche. Losing weight, right? Obvious, fat burners. Gain muscle, losing weight, making money, looking younger, which is skincare, right? Any if you see a product that helps people remove wrinkles, right? Remove dark spots, remove mole tags, anything on their skin. People are so insecure about their skin because it's constantly showing, right? Bad skin can make people feel like you look old or you look unhealthy. It is not a nice feeling. Make money. People always want to make more money, right? Any Shopify plays, crypto plays, SEO, I mean, biz ops. It's anything that you think has a really good shot at making someone money. Pain relief, I'm talking about back pain, neck pain, nerve pain, foot pain, shoulder pain, any one of these things. If you have a product that can help someone relieve their pain, monster niche, especially nerve pain. I have blasted it with some nerve pain campaigns. Getting laid, this is another big one. If you see any product that can help people get dates or get laid, obviously that's got an opportunity to scale. Boosting brain power, right? The nootropics. This is kind of like what Superbrain is in Silva is at Mindvalley. Boosting brain power, another huge one. Getting better hair, right? Hair growth, supplements, hair extensions, beard products, right? Anything that can help someone grow hair, get thicker, shinier hair. This is like always gonna be around for the rest of humanity. These niches are huge. And the best part is these big niches, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is or what time of day it is or what's going on. These people have these problems and they're so insecure about it. And if you come in with a video that inspires them to solve their problem, they will buy from you today. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas or Hanukkah or fucking their birthday. Doesn't matter. If you find one of these big niches, they will buy from you. Getting better vision. You know how many people start losing their vision? You may not respect it when you're young, but some of the biggest campaigns on the internet I've seen have been from Better Vision and Toe Fungus. Two monster niches I never would have thought were a thing, but are totally a thing, right? So any sort of sunglasses, windshield blockers, right, with the suns in their eyes, those kind of things, those are huge on the infomercial space. Supplements, anything that can help someone get better vision. Better gut health, right? Gut health is another big one. Now, gut health is something that they don't really kind of know that you want. You can see this from all the Gundry campaigns. I'm gonna be breaking down all of Gundry's campaigns in later in the future videos. You're gonna be blown away. Huge niche online right now, but a lot of people don't even realize that their gut is kind of the problem. They just feel like it's skin and energy and health. Energy, by the way, which is another huge one. So many people are tired, sluggish, feel drained. Any product that can make someone believe, yeah, I feel like that'll work to help fix my energy, people will buy. It's a monster one. Feet, your fucking feet, the feet. This is a weird one, but listen, people are walking around on their feet all day long. I have seen foot-related products explode, right? There's the Pet Egg, which is one of the biggest infomercials of all time, which literally just takes the calluses off your feet by AJ Kubani. He did that one. I had another guy who sold like, I think $100,000 a day worth of products where you just dip your feet in a bowl full of water or something and it peels off the skin or refreshes your skin. I did foot insoles, which are huge. For some reason, the world loves their feet. So if you see a product that can help improve someone's feet, like that's a thing. That's really a thing. Take a look at it. The gadgets, right? I've sold a bunch of drones, flashlights. For some reason, gadgets are huge. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know why they're huge, right? People just, I have no idea. Gadgets are kind of like a roll of the dice for me, but that's really it. Anything that can help someone fall asleep faster, right? If people who can't sleep, their lives are ruined. Their entire life is ruined. So anything like snoring products, huge campaigns. I've seen Shaquille O'Neal sponsor campaigns for snoring products on TV, right? Pillows. I've sold a boatload of pillows before. Bed sheets. anything that can help someone fall asleep. I don't know. Do you know someone who can't sleep and they carry? I know a guy who travels around and carries a giant suitcase full of bedding products that he just goes to event after event after event with him because he needs to, like, sleep better, right? Xanax, hugely dangerous sleeping product, but it's all about helping people fall asleep and just let go. If you find a product that can help someone fall asleep, that is key. That's going to be a big campaign. Helping your pets. People love their animals. If their animals are in pain, it's not going to be good, right? If they see their animal's hair falling off, they're going to feel horrifically bad. They're going to want to follow it. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Doesn't matter if it's their birthday or whatever. If their animal's squealing in pain because the joints are hurting, they're going to do something about it. Really, really big niche. And a lot of people, for all of these products, everyone's got a limiting belief thinking that it's not possible for them to fix it or they're not good enough or blah, 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 blah. So the stories that you are going to drop on them are going to help inspire them to take action and solve their problem. In type 2 diabetes, this is another huge one, right? It comes from sugar, eating so much sugar that your pancreas stops fucking wanting to deal with all the sugar. It shuts down. You get high blood sugar, which means there's lots of sugar in your blood, which means that you start to get sticky blood, which is what a lot of sugar in your blood is. It becomes sticky, and that causes all fuck ton of problems with people, right? It causes glaucoma, you go blind. It causes your blood flow to slow down. So if you get cuts in your feet, you can't heal and you get infected, you get your leg cut off. Type 2 diabetes is a thing, right? There's a big product called on Mindvalley called WildFit that fucking solves this goddamn thing. It's crazy. So if you see anything that helps with that kind of niche, that is a huge one. People are buying for that all day long. So I want you to think about this. Like, this is an opportunity for you to step into a brand new niche if that's what you want to do. It's you to come in on the market and take over one of these markets and dominate one of these markets. I'm talking about you going into a huge fucking niche, monstrous niche with nine-figure competitors, right? Nine-figure brand competitors. And I'm talking about you finding a product that's like next generation, next level, the next kind of thing. I'm going to talk about that with mechanisms in the next video. And then I'm going to talk about getting an authority figure to put on that. And then I'm going to talk about getting a script that's off a proven campaign. And I'm going to show you how to put the whole thing together and make a fucking campaign that'll just go to the next dimension, the next level. That's what this course is all about. Getting you, I want to see you guys just go nuclear, right? I want to see you guys doing 20, $40 million a year businesses, $100 million a year businesses. I want to see you guys just fucking explode and hold on to that. Hold on to that as the brand becomes worth more and more and more and more. And offer selection, that foundational piece is the key that's going to just, it's one of the pivotal keys that's going to take you there where you want to go. But know this, once you find your product, we got to go through and make sure the unique mechanism makes sense. Every product is a way that somebody could solve their problem. The unique mechanism is the way somebody could solve the problem. And if this makes sense and they feel like this product can deliver, then people will buy. So let's go into the next video on unique mechanisms, bro. Something amazing is about to happen. See you in there.